This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Please, can you give advice for sisters who find it difficult to keep the house clean and tidy when things pile up like clothes and dishes and can't keep on top of everything and the house becomes too messy and too much? It's a good thing you can't see this room. If you could see the floor in this room. Alhamdulillah. I think, look, you have to factor in time for cleaning, just as you would any other thing, you know? And, you know, I have a confession to make, which is that I do actually have a cleaner, okay? Personally, I do have a cleaner who comes in, like, certain intervals to help me keep on top of things, right? That's something that I feel was really worth it for our family, and it worked for our family. There was a time when I used to feel guilty about having a cleaner, right? Because, you know, we've grown up, our mothers never had cleaners for most of us, right? Our moms didn't have cleaners. The idea of having a cleaner is like such a luxury, right? For most of us. But I think as the number of my children grew and as the responsibilities in the house increased, and alhamdulillah, you know, we felt it was an investment worth making. We hired cleaners, you know, on and off. And then now it's like regular. And I think it's just been a lifesaver, you know, because of course it doesn't mean you don't clean. Like, I'm still doing the cleaning, right? Like all of us, every member of the family has daily cleaning jobs and daily chores that everyone has to do. Okay. Because, you know, we don't have a cleaner every day or anything like that, right? It's like everyday cleaning we have to do. But just to have that one cleaner at every interval, every 2 weeks, every 1 week even, it really helps, because it means that the level of mess basically doesn't get over a certain amount, you know? It's always under control. So I hope you don't think that's the cop-out answer. Okay, but I think what it does do is give you an insight into the fact that, look, if you're a very busy person and if you're earning money, like as a woman, if you're earning money, or even if you're not earning money, but you know, you're spending your time in worthwhile things, you can have a discussion with your spouse and you could consider getting help. Just as, for example, in my work, I might hire an assistant to do certain tasks for me, right? Like online, to manage my mail or manage my bookings. For me, my cleaner is like an assistant. She's like a key person who helps me and my family keep on top of things. The way I guess I assess it is, 1 hour of her time, is it worth it? You know, is saving 1 hour of my time, or X hours of my time, however many hours she does the cleaning, and is it worth it? You know, the return on investment, you've got to think about that. Like, is the return on investment worth it? And that's really only an answer that you can give, right? Having experienced it. For me, the answer is yes. It's 100% worth it, you know, for my family. But like I said, it doesn't mean that you're not still doing the cleaning every evening, every day. You know, there's things to do. There's laundry, there's cleaning, there's resetting spaces to, you know, tidy again. There's even hoovering, right, regularly, even with a cleaner. So, yeah, I would consider getting help if you can, if it's really that, you know, overwhelming. Otherwise, I think having a system, or even a day a week that you're focused on the house, you know, fully, like to the point where everything gets done properly, also helps. I hope that my answer was not too tone deaf, inshallah.